Now, having said that, when I said that the Chinese Communist Party was more successful in some ways than we imagined they had been in the early 1950s, I think it's important to keep in mind that many of the policies that they implemented were, in fact, very well received. As my colleague, Professor Mitter, has explained about the period of the Civil War, the Chinese people had been pushed to the utmost by the Japanese invasion and by worldwide depression before that, by the perils of World War II and then their own Civil War. They were very much ready for a period of peace. And the other part to know is that economic inequality was at a high. The Chinese economy was in a rather disastrous condition when the Chinese communists took power. One of the initial policies, the first things that they did, as most people are probably already aware, was to effect massive land reform, which they did in a series of steps, moving gradually around the country within the territories under their control. Land reform basically took 60% of the cultivated land then in the People's Republic and redistributed it to about 43% of the rural population. Obviously, a very popular policy because it quickly won the poorest peasants, who were the majority, even more firmly in the communist camp. They were by that time quite supportive of the regime. The economic results of having redistributed this land to actual cultivators were enormous. Agricultural output climbed quite steadily in the 1950s, much more quickly than even the communist leadership had hoped. So it would be a mistake to call land reform, I think, at the early stages, anything but an unparalleled success in Chinese history. In the cities, the problem was a little bit more complex, of course. You did have some capitalists who had opted to stay behind after the Communist Revolution, hoping because the Chinese Communist Party had referred to them as the nationalist bourgeoisie. These were patriotic capitalist entrepreneurs who had hoped that they would be able to maintain their enterprises and businesses under the communist government. In the cities, therefore, the Communist Party moved a little bit more cautiously under the auspices of what was known as the Common Program, working closely in cooperation with trained technicians who had skills, who were not necessarily party cadres, with these capitalist entrepreneurs, with people remaining behind in the cities who were in financial circles, basically people with the resources and the technocratic expertise to actually run urban societies, which are very complex, of course.